Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. And here are three things you need to know for hour number two. Number three, Zuckerberg gone wild. The guy who spent hundreds of millions of dollars to get Joe Biden elected president is now looking more and more feral and like a Trump supporter with a bow and arrow on a wild hog hunt. I mean, I'm being serious. Is number two, Joe Biden setting up Kamala Harris? Is he setting her up to fail, making her the fall guy for the U.S. border policy? Maybe. And number one, Deutsche Bank, among the latest, sounding the alarm on the inflation time bomb and the damage to the U.S. and world economy. It may never recover from the devastating policies of the Biden administration. Inflation was up in May as prices climbed by 5%. It's the worst inflation in quite some time. Deutsche Bank issuing a dire warning. Deutsche Bank, a dire warning. On June 7th, they issued their first report in their new series as they study the mechanics of the economy in America and around the world. And here's what they came up with. Inflation, the defining macro story of this decade. According to the new report, U.S. macro policy and indeed the very role of government in the economy is undergoing its biggest shift in direction in more than 40 years. In turn, we're concerned it will bring about an uncomfortable level of inflation. No kidding. We've seen this happen many times before. And it's easy to go back in world history. Go back to the 1920s. Look at the Weimar Republic that was Germany between World War I and World War II. Look at Venezuela today. If you go and print a massive amount of money, just gobs of cash, just print it, it creates inflation because the money's not worth anything. If you push tons of money into the economy by way of federal spending and social programs and name your poison, it will undermine the currency. It will devalue the currency. And just because you make a foot 6 inches doesn't mean you're 12 feet tall. Just takes more to get there, a lot more. It's called inflation. It's pretty simple. It's going on all over the country. Inflation and skyrocketing prices can be found just about everywhere. We start in Pittsburgh today with a report. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of what's going on out there. We start in Pittsburgh today because Pennsylvania is a battleground state that we're told voted for Joe Biden, but some people wonder. You wonder why these shoppers are having buyer's remorse with the man in the White House. That's the real question. Start with bite number one. Listen to this.
Bite number one. Everything, but especially meat, fruit, and vegetables are going up. And folks are feeling the bite of inflation. Shoppers leaving the Giant Eagle here at Waterworks can't help but notice the jump in their weekly grocery bill. Food's going out of sight.
It is. It really is. Prices are ridiculous.
The Consumer Price Index jumped 4.2% in April, the biggest spike in 13 years. But shoppers say that's not the half of it. Everything's going up. Cereal, milk, eggs, fruits, and vegetables.
I saw some apples there, $2.19 a pound. You know, you get two apples for that. That's ridiculous.
With the economy recovering, there's higher demand for items that are suddenly in short supply, and workers are demanding more pay to deliver them. Economists will tell you it's a perfect storm of factors that make the things you buy more expensive.
Makes everything you buy more expensive. Apples for $2.19 a pound, you get two apples for that. He's right, you know. Wisdom. There's a guy who understood the economics of the problem, and he's angry. And you have to ask yourself, are they going to persist with this? With this uncontrolled, unbridled spending that will take us to $30 trillion? I mean, there is a point, my friends. I don't know what it is. There's a point of no return here. Where you push all of this money in and you keep spending. And yes, both sides of the aisle are guilty of this. Well, the Republicans only want to spend $1 trillion on infrastructure. Well, goody. That's great. On top of the $1.9 trillion, on top of the $2 trillion, on top of the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You look at the budget from the Biden administration put out, $6 trillion they want to spend. You add in all the other things, that's $10 trillion they want to spend this year. That is completely out of control. It is completely reckless. There's no possible justification for it. None. But Joe Biden is listening to the economic geniuses like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and other economic geniuses. who have no idea, no concept of how any of this works. If you just print buckets of money, you know, the new monetary policy, the new monetary theory, the new money is like the new math. It's garbage. Fox Business was also warning of the signs of severe inflation, red flags going up everywhere. Just more fodder to be concerned about. It's bite number three from Fox Business. Listen.
But first, let's get the read from Susan Lee about how far and widespread these price hikes are. Hey, Susan.
Hey there, Neil. Yeah, we're paying a lot more these days. Numbers confirming it this morning with consumer prices rising at the fastest pace in 13 years. Consumers are spending because they're armed with stimulus checks, while shortages of labor and materials made goods even more expensive. So it made the consumer price index jumping 5%. That's the fastest increase since August 2008. And as you mentioned, if you strip out volatile energy and food, still the biggest jump since 1992. Gas prices were up by more than 50% from last year. Prices for used cars and trucks driving a third of the rise in the overall index. Car and truck rental prices doubling from 2020, while plane tickets are 25% more expensive.
The biggest jump since 1992, you heard her. Since 1992. Takes you back to the 1970s when I grew up. Long gas lines. You couldn't buy a lot of things because things were expensive because inflation was devastating. Jimmy Carter was in the White House. Good grief, how rotten was that? And we got Hamburger Helper. Why? Because meat was too expensive. And Hamburger Helper, which was what was for dinner a lot back then. So if we don't get our monetary policy under control, if we don't get our economy and the economics, because here's the problem. The pandemic, for the most part, is over. Places like Florida and Texas, they opened up. Iowa, they opened up. These states opened up, and they're rolling. But the lockdown states kept us from getting a lot of wind in our sails that we needed. The Biden administration is spending a lot of money right now it doesn't need to spend. It's throwing money at a problem that's just about gone and doesn't exist. What they need to do is stop spending money on unemployment benefits for people to stay home. We need people back in the workforce. We need people to get back into the grind, if you will, of having a job. I'm so sorry. No video games all day for you. You're actually going to have to get up and go to work. I apologize. It's called a responsibility. It's called being an adult. And we need to move forward. Continuing to print money and give money away is a recipe, a certainty for disaster. No question about it. This part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com. Our good friends at PatriotFoods.com, delivering American-grown fruits and vegetables, produce from American farmers, only coming to your table. Support the American farmers. Yes, it will cost a little bit more. But when you go look at the labels, please, at the store, would you? It makes a difference. By the way, if you spend more than $100 at PatriotFoods.com, the delivery anywhere in America is free. It's free to look at the website. What have you got to lose? What are you doing right now? Huh? Do this. Support the home team that supports the American military with a little bit of something every time you make a purchase, too. PatriotFoods.com. Quick break. We'll be back right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprises Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun. But even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.